This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Coronavirus deaths are mounting with alarming speed in Spain, Italy, and New York, the most lethal hotspot in the United States. Worldwide, the number of reported infections reached another gloomy milestone. That's 1 million, with more than 53,000 deaths. In New York City, which has seen 1,500 virus deaths and counting, one funeral home in a hard-hit neighborhood had 185 bodies stacked up, more than triple normal capacity. Up until late Thursday, Italy had officially registered approximately 14,000 deaths from the virus, considerably more than any other country in the world. Now, according to its head of the Civil Protection Agency, Friday, Italy's national lockdown to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus will probably continue beyond the start of May. This week, the government extended the lockdown, which imposes severe restrictions on movement and shutters all services and firms not deemed essential to Italy's supply chain until April 13th. China says that it will honor those who have died in the fight against coronavirus and all victims of the outbreak with 3 minutes of silence Saturday. The official Xinhua news agency said China's cabinet had ordered that national flags be flown at half-mast around the country and at Chinese embassies and consulates abroad. Air raid sirens and the horns of automobiles, trains, and ships are to sound for 3 minutes beginning at 10 Saturday morning. China has held such moments of silence in the past, but rarely on a national scale. And again, the number of deaths so far in the entire world has surpassed 1 million, I should say surpassed 53,000 with 1 million infected. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is formalizing new guidance to recommend that many Americans wear face coverings in an effort to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. The recommendations are still being finalized, and they're expected to apply to at least those who live in areas hard hit by community transmission of the virus. A person familiar with the discussion says officials would suggest that non-medical masks, T-shirts, or bandanas be used to cover the nose and mouth when outside the home. President Trump is aggressively defending his response to the crisis, blasting Democratic critics and saying states should have done more to stockpile medical supplies before the pandemic. The coronavirus outbreak has thrown 10 million Americans out of work in just 2 weeks, and the swiftest, most stunning collapse the U.S. job market has ever witnessed. It is a sign that layoffs are accelerating in the midst of the coronavirus that has now been contracted by more than 1 million people worldwide. Economists warn unemployment could reach levels not seen since the Great Depression. The dire news comes as the public health crisis deepens in New York City, again, where a funeral home in a hard-hit neighborhood has 185 bodies stacked up. Spain's health ministry says the country still faces a difficult time in curbing the spread of the novel coronavirus, despite hopeful signs. It reported on Thursday afternoon that the coronavirus cases in the country reach more than 110,000, and the death toll is just over 10,000. Still, the curve of contagion appears to have shown signs of reaching the peak. To avoid medical system breakdown, Spain has to further reduce hospitalized patients and ensure that all symptomatic residents can get tested and treated. The Spanish government is beefing up efforts to purchase and distribute medical supplies. Meanwhile, the country is also speeding up the production of equipment like respirators. The U.S. Navy on Thursday relieved the commander of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, who wrote a scathing letter that leaked to the public asking the Navy for stronger measures to control a coronavirus outbreak on board the ship. The removal of Captain Brett Crozier from the command of the 5,000-person vessel, which was first reported by Reuters, was announced by acting U.S. Navy Secretary Thomas Modley, who said the commander exercised poor judgment. Modley said the letter was sent through the chain of command, but Crozier did not safeguard it from being released outside the chain. More than 100 personnel so far have tested positive for the virus. In the four-page letter, Crozier described a bleak situation aboard the nuclear-powered carrier as more sailors tested positive for highly contagious respiratory virus. He called for decisive action, removing over 4,000 sailors. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.